Is there anybody? Oh, thank God. Okay, there's nobody in here. Just go in here, please. Yeah, I think I got something on my dress. I'm just gonna deal with that. We'll be back, okay? Okay. Quick, close the door before they come and bother us, please. Okay, that's better. You know, when I was younger, I always thought this house was big. And even as an adult, I still kind of sometimes do, especially compared to my little dinky apartment. But today, it feels very small and very crowded and just overwhelming. But I'm really glad nobody has invaded my room. Well, my former room, because it gives us somewhere to escape to. Oh, why did I agree to this? No, I don't actually have something on my dress. I needed to get away. And if I don't tell my mother that that's a thing, then she'll just follow me and be obnoxious. So, no, I'm fine. I just want this day to be over. Just finished. And we still have to go and do the full reception at the banquet hall thing that my sister booked. How are you? Are you good? You've got to be bored out of your mind by now. No? Well, you're a better person than I am. Yeah, I am actually okay. It's hurt a little bit more than I expected. But, I mean, I'm not sure why I expected it wouldn't hurt. It's been a while since I broke up with the groom, but I don't know, something about watching my sister walk down the aisle with him is just a little harsher than I thought it would be, you know? Yeah, I know. I mean, at one point I thought it was going to be me having the big wedding and the happily ever after with him, and then I, you know, got wise and realized that wasn't a thing, but did he have to go on to my sister? You know? Although, personality-wise, they're a pretty good match. Better than I ever was with him, so we're not compatible like that. And if we had ever gone down that road, he and I, it would have been a complete disaster. Doesn't make it suck any less, but you know, he's good for her and she's good for him, and I'm okay with that. It's just the situation, you know. Yeah, I'm okay. I'll be fine once this is all over and I don't have to wear this dress anymore and I can just forget the whole thing happened. I'll be fine. Thank you, by the way, for putting up with the craziness of the wedding this weekend. You didn't have to, and you did, and that means a lot. It really helped not having to be there by myself, because having to hear my mother go on about how I don't have a boyfriend when my sister's marrying my ex, I would have just left, and that would have started even more drama, so thank you for that. Okay, fair. That is what best friends are for. You're right. I'll give you that. But still, thank you. Oh, dirty pool. You were there when I dated him. I know. You watched that whole train wreck unfold. And you were there when I broke up with him. Yeah. Okay, fine. When I broke up with him because he was a tool. Yes, I'm with you. You know what? I always knew you didn't like him. You never said anything, but I always knew you didn't. Well, you could have. Even if I was happy, you could have given me your opinion. I would have listened and respected it. And you probably would have saved me some issues. And even after we broke up, you didn't tell me that you didn't like him. This is the first time actually hearing you say it. Fair. No, I did not need I told you so at that point. You're right. You're right. Oh. I wouldn't go that far that he wasn't good enough for me. Okay, you would? Okay. I'm not going to argue with you when you get that look on your face. Sure. That is one of the reasons I ended the relationship, because I never felt appreciated. And you're right, he didn't appreciate me. Don't make me cry and have the mascara and such, because I don't want to have to deal with that. Then I'll have to tell my mom some bullshit story, and I just don't want that today. I did need to hear that today, though. I did. It's been in the back of my mind, I guess, since it happened. Whether I did the right thing. I mean, I know I did, but, you know. But hearing you say it and knowing that you wouldn't tell me something if it wasn't true is... it means a lot. Thank you. I'm gonna hug you now. You know that, right? Come here. Thank you for being my rock. Thank you for understanding me better than anybody ever has. You smell good today. No, that doesn't mean you smell badly. Seriously. I like the suit, though. Yeah, I do. It looks really good. You do clean up nice. I'll give you that. I should back up. Yeah, you're still holding on to me. You're really close right now. No, it's not a problem. In fact, it's probably the best I've felt in a while. Yeah, it's been a while since I've been actually held. You're tickling me. Your breath in my hair. It's tickling my neck. No, I like it. We should probably get back before anyone misses us. Like, you're not moving either. You're even closer now. Okay. Yeah, that was okay. I think you should do that again, actually. Did we just do that? Yeah, it felt good. You know, I feel a little silly right now. I do. Don't look at me like that. I've been wasting so much time worrying about a loser who didn't deserve me. Who never understood me, who didn't care to. And it's like somebody turned on a light in my head. And there you are. I didn't see what was right in front of me. And I wish I had before now. But I see it now. Patience is a virtue, yes. You seem to have no shortage of that, then. See, this is what I mean. You were just happy being my best friend, and never once let on that there was anything else going on. But I'm starting to get the impression that there might have been. There was, wasn't there? There has been. That's why you didn't say anything about him. That's why you didn't... I told you so after it ended. You were just there. You just made sure I was okay. I'm so blind. So blind. But I'm not now. What? I told you not to make me cry. I need a minute with that, okay? No, it's okay. Stop. It's okay. I need a minute with those particular words, okay?